Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today is by Morton Wishengrad and is entitled The Trolley Bible of the Broadway Line. Featured as Brian Hannon is Carl Swenson. Edgar Staley is the narrator.
Amsterdam Avenue. Transfer here for the 125th Street cross town.
Good night, driver.
Good night.
This your last trip tonight?
That it is. It's to the garage with the bus and home for me.
Some people have all the luck. I got to work tonight.
A very good night here, sir. Watch your step getting off.
Her mother danced sprightly, her mother cried quietly. They held her so tightly, she cried in alarm. I played in the wildwood with elves of my childhood. Dear father and mother, they did me no harm. Are the good people who sleep in the steeple. They are the good people who prance on the green. They hide in the wildwood, they're gay as in childhood. Their pride and their joy is a good fairy queen.
In all of the city of New York, only one bus driver can sing such words to such a melody. I know him well. Brian Hannon is his name. Several times each month, when I enter a Broadway bus...
Oh, no you don't, Professor. Put away that nickel.
But, Mr. Hannon...
Not in my bus, Professor. You ride as my guest.
It is likely that I am the only individual who enjoys a traveling scholarship from the Third Avenue Transit Corporation.
Step to the rear of the bus, please. Kindly move to the rear of the bus.
No, not you, Professor.
You're rather busy today, Mr. Hammond.
Well, I like it busy. Makes the day pass.
His great bulk fills the driver's seat like some pale-faced, blue-eyed Buddha. His eyes are fixed on the traffic, but his mind is fixed on other things. Strange things to preoccupy a bus driver.
Professor, I have considered the matter for a long time.
You have, Mr. Hannon?
Yes, I have, sir. It is my opinion that the scholars have made a mess of the 15th verse of the third chapter of the book of Genesis.
Excuse me, driver. Forgot to ask the transfers.
How many, madam?
Two, please. Thank you.
Don't mention it. Professor, what is the Hebrew word for seed?
Zerah.
Exactly. In the Gaelic, It's Shields.
Driver, do you pass Columbia University?
Madam, we never pass a university. We always stop.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Professor, in Latin, the word for seed is semen. It is significant, sir, that the Hebrew zera and the Gaelic shiel are masculine in gender, while the Latin semen is feminine, and the English seed is neuter. 116th Street. Kindly leave by the center door, please.
Driver, can you change a $10 bill?
In the city of New York, on the Broadway route of the Third Avenue Transit Corporation, a scholar drives a bus. And it is appropriate that his route takes him between the Union Theological Seminary on the one side and the Jewish Theological Seminary on the other, past Columbia University to Midtown Times Square, and east down 42nd Street, under the shadow of the great Fifth Avenue Public Library. There is a seemliness in this. Brian Hannon is bus driver, historian, biblical scholar, poet. Who is he? How did he come to me and I to him? For Brian Hannon is a Roman Catholic, and I am an associate professor of rabbinics. Brian Hannon's story begins in County Galway, Ireland. 26 years ago, the blackened tans of the British Army of Occupation had a question for Brian Hannon.
Good day to you. Proprietor, I said good day to you. It's a civil English greeting which even the Irish may understand and answer.
What do you want?
Your name is Brian Hannon.
It could be. What do you want?
Mr. Hannon, I prefer a civil tone.
What do you want?
Mr. Hannon, you will alter your tone.
The black and tans are not welcome in this shop, and I will use whatever tone I please.
Mr. Hannon, I would speak differently if I were in your place.
I am Irish, and Ireland is my place. And it is not for you to instruct me what I'm to say in my own place.
Brian Hannon, several troop lorries were blown up last night.
I'm glad to hear it.
I am not amused.
I did not say it to amuse you.
Mr. Hannon, you're insolent.
That is the first decent thing you said to me since you came in.
Where were you last night, Hannon?
You would not expect me to say that I was busily engaged in blowing up British troop lorries.
No, I wouldn't.
Very well. Last night, I was memorizing my catechism.
You are a liar.
That is not unlikely.
Hannon, you'll receive no further warnings. We know that you are a member of the Irish Republican Army. We know that the IRA has been gun-running. We know that the IRA is responsible for blowing up our lorries. Now, I've come here in order to tell you that we've lost patience. England insists on peace in Ireland. We want peace, and we are going to have peace.
Sir?
Yes?
If the English honestly desire peace...
We do.
Let them stay in England.
What is it, Sean?
I count six lorries in the north field.
Our information says there should be 10.
Six is all I could see.
Who's guarding them?
One soldier.
Black and tan?
Aye.
Black and tans are not soldiery. Every hoodlum in England is in the black and tans.
Adam, you don't mean to kill him?
No. I mean to stop the killing of Irish men and women. At a moment more, Sean. When the moon is clouded, you know what to do.
I begin the lorries while you distract the guard.
Good.
Hannon, what will you do to the guard?
Persuade him that honest men ought never to come between a people and their country.
How will you persuade him?
When I was a lad, I was fullback on the football team. There are ways of persuasion. There goes the cloud over the moon. Now it is customary, Sean, at such a moment, to speak a stirring phrase for Irish independence. No phrase comes to mind. It is a pity. Come, lad, we've work to do.
Goodbye to her fairy companions and swiftly ran home and as swiftly shed tears. Her father was older, her mother soon told her that she had been lost for the past 7 years.
Who goes here?
An Irishman.
What are you doing here?
I take it that the fact I was singing is probably often to doubt.
Is it a strange time of night to be singing?
On the contrary. Song is the only justification for a man to be awake at this hour.
Don't move or I'll shoot.
Now, sir, what is your justification for being awake at this hour?
You heard what I said. I'll shoot if you move.
If that is Ireland's objection to the English army, I'll shoot if you move, says England. But a man and a people must move to live. I breathe air. My heart beats. I must move this hand, you see. And this one.
Oh, sir, don't.
Now, man, I have no wish to hurt you.
And you best be quiet. Sean.
Yes, Adam.
The guard here is entering upon a state of persuasion. You may proceed with the lorries.
Listen.
Other incidents in Brian Hannon's life during the Irish Rebellion, which he has not told me. But in 1924, he married Elizabeth Cronin in County Cork. And in 1927, Brian Hannon opened his Gaelic Bible and said,
Inish iduach inchianare abram. Iri roath astahir agasodis.
Hannon, what is that you're saying?
The word of God.
Well, then say it in a tongue I can understand.
Gaelic is the Irish language.
But I am Irish, but I cannot understand it. Read it in English.
Very well. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee.
Brian Hannon, are you going away?
I'm leaving for America.
Why?
I cannot stay and abide the things that are done here.
I know the feeling.
They say there are a few Irish in America.
I'd be sorry to see you and Elizabeth go.
I'll not be sorry to go. Maybe in America I can help Ireland.
In 1927, Brian and Elizabeth Hannon came to America as immigrants, but a great part of them was left behind in Ireland, the Ireland which includes Belfast as well as Dublin.
It seems a shame that Irish men and Irish women cannot speak the Irish language.
There is nothing you can do about that.
There is something. There is the Gaelic Bible. That's a difficult book. Perhaps I can make it less difficult.
And so, Brian Hannon came to America with a project. He would write a new Bible in Gaelic. But scholars must live. And so he applied for employment in New York City.
So, Mr. Hannon, he wished to be employed as a motorman by the Third Avenue Transit Corporation.
Yes, sir.
I must know something of your habits. Do you drink?
Tea. Hot tea and strong by the quart.
You smoke?
I gave it up.
And so, when was that?
When I was 8.
What would you say your disposition was?
Quarrelsome.
Mr. Hannon, what leads you to believe that you should be employed by the Third Avenue Transit Corporation?
In the first place...
Yes?
I have a good hand and a good eye.
Granted.
Second, I am as intelligent as some.
That's plain.
I have the constitution of a horse.
Go on.
And I can stand a reasonable amount of abuse.
Brian Hannon, you're hired.
Thank you, sir. I have picked the route I want. The Broadway line. I'm intrigued by the libraries along the way. Also, sir, I should like the 2 o'clock to midnight shift. It is a schedule that permits morning scholarship.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes, sir.
I wonder, Mr. Hannon, have you been hired by the Third Avenue Transit Corporation, or is it you who has hired the corporation?
That will be demonstrated when I receive my first week's wages.
Careful getting off, please.
This was his life from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until midnight.
Have your fares ready. Use both doors getting on.
But only from 2 o'clock on. In the morning, Brian Hannon led another existence.
The book you wish is very precious.
I will be responsible, madam.
Are you a university graduate, sir?
I am a graduate of the New York Public Library. Do I sign here, madam?
This is how the years passed for Brian Hannon. A son was born to Elizabeth.
We'll name him Brian, after you.
And a book was born to Brian Hannon, Sr.
The Bible Made Easy.
It was a multiple birth.
Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Volume 4 and Volume 5 will be done in a few years.
Now a trolley runs on a single track, but a scholar's mind may run in several directions. Perhaps it was because of his son, who had been born in America, that Brian Hannon turned to the study of American history. He published a work called Three American Commodores, and not long after, a motorman of the Third Avenue Transit Corporation received an unusual citation.
I am pleased to inform you that you have been voted an honorary member of the Naval History Society.
It was about this time that Brian Hannon appeared in my office in the library.
Professor, I should like to make the library a gift of my book.
I'm grateful, Mr. Hannon. Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Do you frequent the public library?
Oh, rarely.
The Columbia Library?
Even less often.
Then it must be the trolley.
Oh,
of course. You're the gentleman who makes a practice of handing me $5 bills.
And you are the motorman who makes a practice of giving me half my change in pennies.
Well, I am very glad to meet you, Professor.
Mr. Hannon, you'll never know what your pennies do to the lining of my pocket.
Professor, you will never know what your $5 bills do to the lining of my disposition.
That was the beginning of a friendship. In our seminary library, we have a very rare and valuable first edition of the Gaelic Bible. I showed it to Brian Hannon.
It is enough to make a man cry. Each day I spend 15 minutes to an hour
waiting for the book at the public library, and you have it here.
And so, beginning then, Brian Hannon continued his biblical research in the seminary library. It was scholarship which had an unusual accompaniment.
I want to sing, my heart is gay. I want to dance the hours away. I want to run through dell and lea. I want to go to grandmammy.
Mr. Hannon.
Oh, excuse me. Was I singing?
You were.
A very fine song. I wrote it myself. Little Red Riding Hood. I made it up for Little Brian. I do not approve of Grimm's fairy tales for children. They're much too grim.
That's true.
With your permission, Professor?
You may have it, Mr. Hannon.
Thank you, sir.
But not too loud.
Oh, I abhor loudness. We'll see the deer and hare at rest. We'll see the wren in mossy nest. We'll fish for trout and chase the bee and dance beneath the apple tree.
That's very fine. Did you also compose the tune?
Well, the air is a variant of the White Cockade, a fine melody sung by the Irish Brigade at Fontenoy in 1745 and by the Colonial Minutemen at Concord in 1775.
You must write it out for me. I have a friend who'd enjoy that melody.
No doubt, Professor.
It is very safe to claim that there is not another employee of the Third Avenue Transit Corporation like Brian Hannon. I've known him through the great crises of his life. There was a period when he did not appear at the library.
Little Brian.
Something's happened to your son?
The lads did. Clay and Commando. He fell and was hurt in sight. It'll be hard for his mother.
He does not laugh so much since then, and his face is somewhat paler. But Brian Hannon is still the scholar by day and the bus driver by afternoon and night. Yes, now it's a bus.
For a while I held out against it, but now I like the bus. You can stop on a thin dime. That something could not be said for the trolley.
I shall tell you one final thing about him. He is a Roman Catholic, studying in the library of a Jewish seminary. But he presents his books to the Protestant Cathedral of St. John the Divine.
We thank you for your gifts, Mr. Hannon.
Well, here is a new work, Canon. The first chapter of my modernized Gaelic Bible.
Mr. Hannon, is this the Bible you will send to Ireland?
Yes, Father. When it is finished.
Ireland has its independence now.
But it needs its own culture.
The Bible says, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech.
You'll find it in my chapter. Agus the Vee in Dhawanila, Irene Changi. And there was the world entirely with one language. But, Canon, the language that is meant is justice.
It's rather a free translation, Mr. Hannon.
Very true, Canon. But justice is always in a free translation. Watch it getting off, please.
If you're in his bus near midnight, when the streets are nearly empty and the last mile remains to be run, perhaps you can hear him sing.
We'll see the deer and hare at rest. We'll see the wren in mossy nest. We'll fish for trout and chase the bee and dance beneath the apple tree. I want to sing, my heart is gay. I want to dance the hours away. I want to run through dell and lea. I want to go to Grandmammy.
He makes his first trip each day that he works on the dot of 2 o'clock, and he is finished at midnight. 5 round trips each day, 10 times to pass the libraries and the university where a scholar spends his morning. I think it is a story that could have been told only in America.
Our Eternal Light story today, The Trolley Bible of the Broadway Line, was written by Morton Wishengrad. Carl Swenson was featured as Brian Hannon and Edgar Staley as the narrator. The music was composed by Morris Mamorski and conducted by Milton Caton. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. The entire production is under the direction of Frank Papp. If you would like a free copy of today's script, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This program is a weekly presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations in cooperation with the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Because of the Jewish holiday of the Shavuot, the festival of Pentecost, this program will not be heard next Sunday. Listen in 2 weeks from today to hear the Eternal Light again. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.